Well, let's go forth in this lesson tonight. It's entitled, A New Year's Surrender. A New Year's Surrender. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16, 17, and 18. A New Year's Surrender. Those verses say, be joyful always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. A New Year's Surrender. I want to begin by saying, we really don't hear much talk nowadays, do we, about New Year's resolutions? There was a time when we spoke all the week prior about what we were going to start doing at 12 midnight. Back in the days before cell phone, Facebook, we talked face to face with each other. And I think it's because of the daily invasion and barrage of social media, chat, recommendations, slogans, and challenges that this thing about New Year's resolutions has lost its exclusiveness. Back in the day, we talk about what we were going to start doing on January 1, start doing, and some of us talked about what we were going to stop doing. And most of those actions, when you think about it, we attempted in the power of the flesh. Some of y'all said you were going to stop cussing. My New Year's resolution is I'm going to stop smoking. I'm going to stop cheating. I'm going to start eating right. I'm going to start going to church every Sunday. I'm going to get back in my ministry. I'm going to try to be more pleasant on the job. And how many of us have made this resolution in the past? I'm going to lose some of this weight. Now, we discovered as we matured in grace and in knowledge of Jesus Christ, that it really does take more than a verbal declaration and human will power. Can you testify that as you grow in God, that your life improvements, your faith increase, and your closer walk with King Jesus have been due to your surrendering to him more so than your resolution to give up habits and hang-ups? The truth is that the Lord gives us power to give up. It's as we surrender, as we yield, as we turn over the control to him, that we had victory in all of those areas: weight, diet, cussing, fidelity, and all those things. So I chose to not call this a New Year's resolution, but let's make a New Year's surrender. How about that, Lifelinders? A New Year's surrender. Paul is the author in this letter. He's writing to a church that's still young in its understanding and it's under persecution. Isn't that something? The devil just has a field day in attacking infants in Christ. And so this is a young church, and yet the church at Thessalonica has to be commended because its age did not keep it from being an example of faith and love. Read about that in Acts 18 and 5. The church did not want to miss anything Christ Jesus had for it, including his second coming. And that's the favorite verses we read in the fourth chapter where Paul tells them, I don't want you to be ignorant concerning them that are asleep. So they wanted to know. They wanted everything that Christ Jesus had for them. And so, you know, how they got it? They asked questions. Listen, my brothers and sisters, it's okay to admit that you don't know it all, but you never will know more, and you never will know clearly if you don't ask questions or if you don't place yourself in a learning, listening, and teaching environment, Bible study. Mother Lottie alluded to the benefit of being in this 30-minute session, and in that 30-minute session called Sunday School on Sunday. And that's one of the pluses, I think, of this Lifeline ministry. How easy and how convenient it is that the Lord has led us to bring the word of truth into our private space. You don't even have to come out of your house. I don't know where some of you are tonight. Where y'all at? Some of you are driving. Some of you may be on the treadmill, working off those New Year's resolution pounds. Some of you may be at the beauty shop or the barber shop or different places. Some of you may be at work. So you see, you don't have to be in a certain place, but you have to be in a set place. Hallelujah. You got to have a set mind. You got to resolve to take time to be taught, to listen, and to learn. Now, there are two things the Holy Spirit will not do for us. He will not listen for us, and he will not learn for us. He's the teacher, and the teacher's role is to teach. The pupil's role is to listen and learn. So that Thessalonica church was a listening and learning church because they asked questions and they took time to be instructed. Oh, it's my prayer this year, Lifeliners, that you and those in your family and those you have any sort of influence over, that you'll nudge them to come to the place where they can learn and where they can listen. And so, in our scripture, part of the learning and listening, part of the surrender is this. Be joyful always. This comes from Paul, and Paul had a track record of suffering, but he told others, you better be joyful, because Paul had learned that affliction, hardship, whatever you want to call it, trials and tribulations, going up the rough sides of the mountain, affliction and deep joy may go together. You know, you don't have one to the exclusion of the other. you can have both. Most times we do. We've lived long enough to know that we cannot wait for hurt to stop so we can be happy. And Paul says in other passages of scripture, you know, whatever state I'm in, here it is, I've learned to be content. And he talks in Romans 5 and 3, rejoice in tribulation. So from an outward point of view, there may be little to make believers rejoice, but they're in Christ. Remember, this is a young church. It's being persecuted by the empire. And listen, you've had days and seasons like that, hardship financially, struggling emotionally, one issue after another, physically. My God, I'm in physical therapy with stiff neck, a little arthritis. The devil is a lie, and they had to teach me how to sit and turn my neck. There are different types of hardships that come. And notwithstanding, many of you have something worse than just a stiff and strained neck. But listen, we're in Christ. And listen, we can have joy and affliction at the same time. No one can take our joy. John 16 and 22. We know now that we do not work joy out of our own resources, but it comes from the Spirit. Hallelujah. Those who are in Christ. So that's a pretty good surrender, that we'll be full of joy. We won't force ourselves to feel joy, but as we surrender to Jesus, joy comes with Jesus. Hallelujah. And I tell you, and I'm speaking like a prophet, you better get you some joy, because if our God deems the virus, how do I want to say it, inadequate to bring us to an humbling judgment, if the virus didn't do it, God forbid he allows the villain back in office to do it. We've had one season of the villain followed by the virus, which should have given us victory. But if we don't embrace victory in Jesus, and the Lord lets the villain back in office, because it's very doubtful he'll stand trial and he'll be convicted before November. So you better learn to get your joy in Jesus, because afflictions may be right around the corner. Hallelujah. I'm talking off the cuff tonight. So, New Year surrender. One, be joyful always. Number two, pray continually. It is not possible for us to spend all of our time with the words of prayer on our lips, but it is possible to be in the spirit of prayer all day long. It's not the moving of the lips, it's the elevation of the heart. Glory to God. Realizing in our minds and lifting our thoughts that we depend on God for all we have and all we are, and that we're conscious of his presence. Remember last month I said that Jesus is Emmanuel. He's the with me God. Glory to his name. He is with us wherever we may be. He's with you in rehab, Minister Daisy Black. He's with you at home, Stacy. He's with you, Larry. He's with you, Deacon Marvin Phillips. He's He's with you, Sharon and Donald, as you go to the bedside of his daughter. He's with you. So, you're not lying when you say I've been praying all day long. What or who or where stops us from praying? Only when we're asleep. And then the angels are watching. So the more you pray, the more natural it comes. So Paul says, make this your New Year's surrender. Pray continually. And then if we do the first two, rejoice always, pray continually, then we can do the third. We can give thanks in all circumstances, under every condition, in, during, while under, or facing any predicament. We can give thanks in it, not necessarily for it. You know, you don't hallelujah, thank God that you got cancer. Hallelujah, thank God that you lost a job. But in it, in the situation, under the circumstance, while you're facing it, we're to give thanks. Now, understand, you'll not be able to give thanks under any condition if you do not rejoice always and pray continually. You get that? So this is not a multiple choice. Oh, I'm just going to pray. Oh, I'm just going to give thanks. No, if you do the first two, then you're able to authentically give God thanks. Yes, yes, yes. Because it's the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. What is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you? To be joyful always. That's the will of God in Christ Jesus. Jesus was a joyful fellow. What is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you? To pray always. Jesus prayed continually. What is the will of Christ, of God in Christ Jesus concerning us? To give thanks, even as he faced Calvary. Read John 17. He said, I thank you, God. Hallelujah. So, let this be our surrendering posture for 2024. Don't make it multiple choice because it's not multiple choice. So let this be our New Year surrender. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 16 through 18. Now, that's the end of the lesson. But does anybody recognize the scriptures I just taught? It's the very first one I taught, March 18, 2020. Lifeline lesson number one was based upon 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, 16 through 18. Isn't that amazing? I had to put a title on it for inclusion in my book, and I called it Posturing in Pandemic, how we gotta fix ourselves for what we don't know is ahead of us. That's what I said in 2020. And now God has given a fresh revelation. Make it a New Year's surrender. Isn't that amazing that the Word of God is still in effect? What I say in March 2020, I can say it with more confidence in January 2024, because this word, if it started us in Lifeline 1, it'll sure carry us for the next 200 weeks. Glory to God. a new year surrender. That's the word of faith which I teach tonight. Amen. Amen. Amen.